All right. We got a lot to get to today, and we're all dressed up nice. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, you know the number. 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, send a raven, run naked through the studio, put odds on it. What are the odds? It's going to be a fun show today, Hoffman.
Probably about 0%.
Really?
Yeah, because we've got barnacles in the studio.
Barnacles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just hanging on to the boat along for the ride, contributing nothing.
Yeah.
But still here.
Yeah. It's okay.
Still here.
It's okay because, well, you know, today we're kind of showing off our new offices to everybody.
Yeah.
And we have two parties. We had sort of a lunch thing for people, and then we're having a dinner thing for people, to, you know, for clients and things like that. So we're all dressed up. We all look nice, but there's no place for people to go in between. So that's why Holly and Michael are hanging out in the studio. So they're going to be here.
I mean, if you saw... And they both took the tour of our fancy new offices. There's plenty of places they could go and sit.
Yeah. Like my office even.
Yeah.
For the next 3 hours, my office is wide open.
They can use that prep room, that conference room that I prep in, because no one uses it for anything. I'm the only person who has any use for that whole room. There's four chairs and a table. And there's like a little flower on the table. You got, I mean, it's a perfect spot to hang out for a while.
Except for they can't hear the show. That's the thing. They want to hear the show.
Mm. Well, they could go into Jong's studio.
They could do that. But
or in the bullpen.
No, they don't want to be in the bullpen because then Trey's out there.
That's where they've been.
Yeah. Well, that's because it was Barry and Joel's show. So you don't have to listen to the whole thing there. Just kidding.
Joel called me Grimace today.
Grimace?
Yeah, because I'm wearing a purple shirt.
Interesting.
How's that make you feel? How would it make you feel if you were me?
It's nicer than anything he's ever said about me. So.
I mean, in a way, it was a good joke because I am bald and I'm wearing a purple shirt.
Yeah.
Okay, I could see how you'd piece that together. But Joel Blank is shaped like Grimace. Like, he's built like a gumdrop, and then he called me Grimace. I don't feel like that's a fair...
Do you think he's projecting a little bit?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, if I hugged him, if he was wearing my shirt, he would be Grimace for sure. Or if I was in his body, I would be Grimace.
Interesting.
But I feel like he tried to turn the Grimace onto me, and it didn't seem right.
I was told I look like a mob enforcer.
You kind of do.
I'm okay
with
that.
Or a pit boss.
Yeah, pit boss is fine.
Yeah.
I could take that, too. I'm good with either one of those.
Or a strip club manager.
Yeah. Not strip club announcer, though.
No, a manager.
A manager. Like, yeah. Hey, get your hands off the girl.
Yeah.
Hands off the girl.
You only come out of your office if there's a problem.
Yeah.
Like, sir, listen.
You've got to put your penis back in your pants.
You're not,
you can't do that.
Your zipper didn't undo itself, sir.
No. So, yeah. Well, big news today. That guy the Astros didn't want to trade.
Untouchable.
Untouchable. And now you
Untouchable, Fred.
You
we can't.
Don't have to touch him for 50 games now.
Nope. And suddenly his trade value, probably not what it was.
No. Forrest Whitley is who we're talking about. 50 games for violating the drug policy. And
you know what, though? I don't even care.
Yeah.
Because Forrest Whitley wasn't going to help this team this year anyway.
No, he's a couple years away. But hey, you know, if you're gonna roid up.
But hey, great start.
Yeah. Get a better masking agent. Okay?
For real. Or did he get caught? What popped on him? His masking agent, or
well, according to sources,
He said that it was more of a stimulant to. He was visiting, I think, a college friend or something, and then he was driving back, and he took a stimulant and something in the stimulant.
Did he take like those
a banned substance?
Those pills that you buy at the gas station that they're colored like a bee. What are we talking about here? I had a long drive.
Be honest. He shot Winstrol up his ass, like all these guys do, and he happened to get caught. So, you know. Oh, well. That's your untouchable. Congratulations.
Yep.
713-7.
That's why you trade prospects. You get rid of all your prospects before they get busted cheating.
Well, that's only the Astros prospects.
No, it's every team should do that.
No, the Astros are the only ones who have prospects who get busted.
They've got a lot of them.
Yeah. Jonathan Singleton's got like 12 years or maybe.
Oh, are you kidding me? Guess what just popped up on my laptop?
What? The restart thing?
Updates available.
Oh, no. Just remind me later. Click on the remind me later. Don't do it. Because I know what's going to happen. If you update this thing, it's going to go until 6:58 today. And it's going to be like, oh, I wanted to talk about this story, but I can't get to it because my computer's updating.
I'm confident in everything we're going to talk about today.
Oh, no. Really? Really? You're confident enough to restart your computer?
That's not confidence right there.
Yeah, I'm going to go with don't do it.
So, Andrew,
I'm doing it. I hit restart. Of course you did.
Because you're bold. You're not afraid.
So our intern, came in. Our intern came in and said, if it was steroids, he would have gotten 80 games. So it's a recreational drug.
Oh, okay.
Which he got 50 games.
Well, that was Singleton's downfall too.
Yeah, weed.
Yeah, dude likes pot.
Well, I'm okay with that. You shouldn't be suspended for that.
John,
in fact, you should be given an award for that.
We were talking during before the show about our favorite 80s shows, and one I forgot, Simon and Simon. Do you remember that show?
I don't remember that one.
God, that was a great show. Do you remember that show, Fred?
No. What was it about?
These two brothers, it was AJ and Rick, and I always loved it because one of them was named AJ.
Of course you did.
And AJ was like the debonair sort of playboy. And Rick was his brother who was like cowboy boots and monster trucks. But they had a private, they had a PI company in San Diego, California. And there was always bikini chicks and they were out solving mysteries.
And doing bikini chicks?
Yeah. Because they were Simon and Simon.
That sounds like such a life.
That's the 80s.
Oh, God.
So it was kind of like, it was a little bit like West Coast Miami Vice.
Okay. What the hell is going on out there?
Barry's intentionally being loud because we were being loud out in the bullpen during their show. And honestly,
and it hurt his feeling.
Normally, under these circumstances, I would say, why does it matter? Because no one listens to Barry and Joel's show. But they were number one in their time slot.
Yeah.
So
second highest ratings on the station.
Yeah. So I'll give them credit where it's due. Like I apologize. I should have kept it down because now there's actually people listening to your show, which is great because it was really hard having a lead-in that no one listened to. It was really hard for us to maintain any ratings when our lead-in gave us a big fat zero. But I'm happy for those guys. So, Barry, I apologize. Now, if you'll please be quiet.
I'm actually happy. I'm happy for the whole station, man.
I am too.
Those guys did great. John and Lance did great. I mean, it's just it's funny because we tend to beat ourselves up way too much when ratings aren't good, and I don't think we truly appreciate it when they are. So I'm going to go ahead and appreciate it. I'm going to make an effort to appreciate it.
Because, when we were – I guess it was less even when I moved here, it became less of a priority. Because even like Cumulus, when we were there, it wasn't a big like – these are the – like we were excited about ratings, and our ratings actually – like. There was when our station went from being like a junk station to where we were finally really making a dent on the market. But when I was in Austin, oh my God, if we had a bad ratings book, I mean, it was like everybody was moping around that place for until the next book came out. And this is when it was quarterlies.
Yeah.
It wasn't any month, every month, but you had a new book.
Well,
this was like you had to wait 3 months for people to stop pouting and for salespeople to not kill themselves.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing with it being monthly. You got to look at it in a bigger picture perspective, and you've got to look at it in terms of, trends and everything else. And that's why you know, you don't beat yourself up too much or you don't get too high, but by the same time.
You don't get too high like Forrest Whitley.
Yeah, well, good for him. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. We come back, we'll grab some phone calls. We'll just see where it takes us. It is the Blitz on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. We'll be right back. Now dance, dance, man.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys. You know what today is? February 21st. You know what that means? Live racing is almost over at Gulf Greyhound Park. This is your last chance this week. February 25th is the last day of live racing, and it's going to be a while before you get another opportunity to go out there and see the dogs. So head on down to Gulf Greyhound Park in Lamarck. You know where it is. You've driven by it 1,000 times on your way to Galveston. But go down, check them out. They've got racing today. They've got racing tomorrow, Saturday, and then two cards on Sunday, and then that's it. So head on out there and give them a call, 409-986-9500. Now, they've got simulcasting year-round, but this is your last chance to see live Greyhound racing at Gulf Greyhound Park. And I'm telling you, man, a lot of fun. Go check them out. Last chance. Watch, wager, and win at Gulf Greyhound Park. They're off to the races live, but this is the last week. So get down there now. Check them out also at gulfgreyhound.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780. ESPN's your number.
Guess what?
What?
Update installed successfully.
Wow.
I really think the reason why it takes so long sometimes is because I always say, remind me tomorrow, and I'll do that for like 3 months.
Yeah.
And then it's like, dude.
By then, it's
yeah,
it's pissed off
it's
at you.
It's not running at its optimal, you know.
I see.
So.
You just checked yes this time on the first one, huh?
Yeah, I just went straight to it.
Interesting. See, I have not checked anything here. So, I don't know if mine's going to pop up or not. But I know how mine will work. It'll take till the end of the show just because it's me. And it loves to bleep with me.
Yeah.
I'm going to try some calls here and see how that goes.
We can try.
We'll try. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday, so we'll try with...
Throw it out there.
Jose.
Might blow it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how Jose does. He gets to lead it off.
Hello.
Hey, sports.
Sports, guys. Yes, my question was, what are the odds Brian Cushing will be picked up by another AFC South team next year? I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, God. I don't even know who the suitors are for Brian Cushing at this
Colts
point.
Colts might be interested. They have no linebackers to speak of.
I wonder what kind of money Brian Cushing's going to get.
Vet minimum.
You think so?
Yeah, I can't see anybody paying him more. Man, maybe $2 million a year. Maybe.
Man.
But he's not very good, and he's one suspension away from not playing at all.
That's true.
And for him to be good, he needs to get back on the windstraw or overtrain, whatever it is he does. So, yeah, I don't think he's going to get much.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So, he's not the player he was. I mean, the injuries and the lack of roids have kind of ruined him. But I would say your best bet's probably the Colts. Jaguars have better players than him at linebacker.
Agreed.
Titans do as well, I believe. Colts need help everywhere.
Okay.
So, that would be the one team that I think you might wind up looking at him in the division. Somebody will sign him, but all right, let's try Chuck. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, guys, sports. Congrats on the ratings.
Thank you, sir. Sports to you.
Hey, so what are the odds that a Hey Man Bleep That gets its own day? It's by far my favorite segment that y'all do, and right now I think it like alternates like every other Monday maybe with the Dumbass Report. Yeah, it's just any information about Hey Man Bleep That would be appreciated. Thanks.
Yeah, that's the last segment on Tuesdays. The reason it hasn't been around much lately is because the Tuesday shows have been short the last two weeks. And that's, and sometimes we just, you know, we for some reason, there's a lot of Tuesdays where we just get into weird stuff and then we just kind of keep rolling with it.
And Hey Man Bleep, that hasn't totally caught on yet.
No, but that's one person who likes it. So
that's nice to know. Yeah,
that is because, you know, there's a lot of people that don't like it. There's a lot of people that don't like the show.
Right.
And to them, I say, see, I was
John wasn't
John,
ready.
No, he wasn't ready. Hey, man, f*** that.
Yeah.
Let's, all right, we're doing okay with these calls. Let's see if we can keep it going. DJ, what's up?
Hey, fellas, what's up? Sports to you.
Sports to you, sir.
Hey, man, so I know Derek Johnson just got released, you know, former Texas linebacker. He's got released from Kansas City, and then, you know, it's kind of towards the tail end of his career with AJ being a former Texas guy. Just want to know what are the odds that DJ, you know, lands with the Texans. I'll hang up and listen, fellas.
First of all, let's not make the mistake that I went to the University of Texas. I did not. I worked there.
Do have burnt orange underwear.
I am not a Texas guy.
You do have a Bevo tattooed to your junk.
No.
I've heard that rumor.
That's a false rumor. That said, I don't know that Derek Johnson is. I don't know that he's a good fit here.
Yeah, I don't think they. Frankly, I don't think they need him. I think the. With McKinney and Cunningham, they've got their inside guys. McKinney's obviously going to be kind of your Cushing replacement. I just don't see them. I don't see them signing a guy like that who probably wouldn't start and isn't going to help you on special teams.
You want me to give you a place where he might end up?
Sure.
The Dallas Cowboys, Vaquero de Dallas.
Yeah.
I think he'd be a fit there, and they need linebacker. Well, I mean, Cushing could be a fit there.
Yeah.
When you really think about it. Cushing, I think, is another place that he would fit well. These are two places, and you might laugh when I say this, but if he's really willing to play for cheap, he would be a good fit with what Baltimore does on defense, and he would actually be a good fit with what New England does.
Yeah.
Now, the New England thing, again, you have to basically take no money, but it'd give him a chance to win something.
Yeah.
Which, if that really is important.
You know what? I'm not going to be shocked if this happens, if he signs with somebody and then gets cut. Before the season starts, yeah. I don't know how much he has left. Said Jesus or Jesus?
No, I think that's Jesus.
I think we'll go with Jesus. What's up?
Hello, my savior.
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports to you, sir.
What are the odds Ronda Rousey jumps back and forth from WWE to UFC like Brock Lesnar does?
Yeah, I'll go about 2%. I don't think Ronda Rousey is about that life anymore. I think Ronda Rousey realizes, damn, all these other girls figured out how to fight, and Ronda Rousey, I hate to, like, besmirch her because she...
Besmirch away.
Listen, what she did for women's MMA was massive. I mean, she put it on the map. But she is sort of a one-trick pony, and she's also a massive front runner. And when things are going great with her, awesome. She's having the best time of her life. Soon as she loses, she curls up in a ball and cries for 6 months. Like, if you're going to be a prize fighter, that can't be your mentality. Like, oh my God, I lost. I'm going to kill myself. She went on Ellen and talked about thoughts of suicide because she lost a fight. You can't be that way. So I don't think she's built for fighting anymore. I don't think she's going to last. I don't think she's going back there.
I have kind of a general question, though. Wouldn't Jesus already know the answer to that question?
Yeah, probably. I think that was a prank caller. I don't think that was the real Jesus.
Okay, because I would just be curious.
Yeah, I've never seen even a picture of Jesus with a phone, to be honest. I mean, I've seen a lot of pictures of Jesus. Never did he have a phone, so... Or even pockets to keep a phone in, for that matter. So I'm gonna
search for Jesus' cell phone.
Jong
is our Jesus expert.
Yes,
you went on that retreat.
Yes,
was that the real Jesus or?
I don't know.
Jesus.
He's gonna have to call back. I couldn't make
no,
it out.
Only one call per day. You know the rules.
You know, I did Jesus' cell phone, and there's a picture of Jesus on the cell phone.
Oh well, okay. Stand corrected.
So yeah, just because you've never seen it doesn't mean it don't exist.
I stand corrected.
So
Well, speaking of Googling.
Yeah.
And whether or not people believe things when they Google them, Michael over there doesn't believe, like, business casual means dress pants and a dress shirt with no tie, right?
Yeah. That's
and dress shoes.
Yeah, that's how I dress. That's how you dress. That's how John dress.
There's a lot of people who went with jeans.
Okay.
With a button up.
Lance didn't even bother.
Lance didn't even try. Yeah. He made no effort. No.
Well, at least he didn't come in a tracksuit like he said he was.
That's gonna. True. But Lance also, boy, Lance on, like, if we did a ranking of who makes the least effort with their appearance in this place.
Barry Warner.
Oh, I don't see him very
often.
Yeah,
Barry was in like a hockey jersey
today.
Does
he do nothing?
He does nothing. He's usually in shorts.
Because I was going to say the top two are between Joel Blank and Lance. Like, Joel Blank comes in here every day like he's headed to the Y.
But the thing with him is, though, when he wants to dress up, he's like, he's very sharp. Yeah, very sharp.
He cleaned up very well today.
Okay. But Barry Warner didn't clean up today?
Hockey jersey.
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, if I were him, I would have just gone topless and said it was a cashmere sweater.
No one wants to see that.
No one wants to see that. Just like no one.
If you can't see nipples through the chest hair, is that really topless?
The more you know.
Let's think about that for a second.
Let me see. Let me check this.
If your chest is so hairy that you can't make out nipples, are you really topless? I'm going to go no.
Makes you think.
It does make you think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Man. You know what else makes you think?
What?
I was thinking the other day, I said, man, I would love to get my carpets cleaned, but I wish that carpet cleaning was like 35% less than it really is.
Exactly 35%?
Yeah. Like, that would be the kind of price where I'd be like, man, I'm getting a really good deal
getting
here.
Getting a great deal.
And guess what? Now you can. If you were like me and you've been waiting to get your carpets cleaned, you don't have to wait any longer. Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning, they've got their 35% off sale, which is exactly what I was waiting for. 35% off any cleaning service. 281 Dirt-Free. Nobody deep cleans like Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning does. Satisfaction's guaranteed. Your carpets are fresh, deep cleaned without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. You know what I just realized? Somewhere in there, we totally lost what I was talking about business casual.
We'll get back to that,
but I do want to get back to that. Guys, they've been doing this for over 30 years. They've got the best technology in the game. If you want your carpets clean, your upholstery, your tile, your wood floors, Oriental rugs, even your air ducts, and you can get it all done right now, 35% off. 281 Dirt-Free, 281-347-8373. Tell them you heard it here. You'll get 35% off, plus they're going to throw in a free speed dry with a carpet cleaning. That's $100 value. 281 Dirt-Free, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got
from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Okay, so you were talking business casual. Let's get back to the point of this conversation.
Let's return to that, because there became a debate that jeans can be considered business casual.
Not for me. Somebody asked me about what they should wear, and I just said, well, slacks.
If the word business is involved, jeans are out the window, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Now, all three of us actually dressed up, so I don't think that we're the right people
None
for this conversation.
None of us are in question. Tyler went jeans with the button up. Juggalo Trey went jeans with a polo. He said he doesn't have any dress pants.
That doesn't surprise me.
Patrick Creighton went jeans, but he said he never got an email saying business casual, which I find that really hard to believe.
Yeah, I think he's just lying.
So, I don't know. But I told Michael that, and Michael was like, jeans are business casual. And I said, no, they're not.
Yeah, Michael from Pickney.
Yeah, and then we Googled it, and they're not.
Right.
And he said, oh, I don't believe that.
He doesn't believe the Google?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go to pickmeevents.com.
Like, PSC, once it's Googled, you can't argue it. It's yeah. That's the decider now.
Right, right.
We like, live in a world where that's the decider.
Yeah.
If there's something up for debate, you Google it. Okay, there's the answer.
Yeah.
Discussion over.
Just like Jesus' cell phone.
You can't say, oh, I don't believe that.
Right. You can't not believe that Jesus actually has a cell phone because there's a picture
right.
of him now.
Hey, can I give a shout out?
Sure.
To our boy Dave, who's the brewer over there at Whole Foods Brewing.
Yeah.
Who sent us over. They've got a really good beer on tap today called OG Freezy. And it tastes like juice.
Yeah, it's very good.
Like, it's really, really, really good. And it's got like, I mean, it's like got pureed fruit in it. Like you can, yeah. It's solid. So it's mango, it's like a mango guava pineapple, Berliner milkshake, which I never even heard of, but he did one and it's awesome. So, he sent one over for us to try and it was outstanding.
Yeah.
So
I enjoyed the hell out of it.
That's the shout out.
And we had our buddies from Carbach at the thing at lunch today, so I had a couple of those
and
those
I think,
pills.
I think Eric will be in tomorrow.
Ooh, great! I think tomorrow's the day. I have
yeah, to we're drinking. No, we're at Hyatt.
Yeah, we're at Hyatt tomorrow.
Oh damn!
And then Friday you guys are at Sam Houston.
Yeah,
so this Monday.
This is the last. Well,
oh, he's going to meet us at the Hyatt.
Okay.
God, I think I'm supposed to start that stupid no drinking thing tomorrow.
I mean,
push it back a day.
You remember the time when he came in here and I wasn't drinking and you guys drank beer in front of me?
Yeah.
It'll be just kind of like that,
no,
except
be.
You'll be the sad one.
No, it won't be just like that because it involves me.
Yeah.
I'm the one who won't be able to drink. Screw that. I mean, we can't have that happen. That's totally uncool. How dare you even suggest it?
Well, I'll be back at the studio, so AJ and Eric would be the only two people drinking.
I'm actually hoping to start on Monday.
Oh, okay. So, you're pushing it back.
Yeah, that's
okay. Oh, how convenient.
Well, of course it's convenient now that I know Eric's bringing beer because he always brings beer I like. In Texas, jeans are absolutely business casual.
Nope.
All caps. I work for a digital marketing company and see it all the time with clients.
That's not business casual. Yeah.
So I'm looking at thebalance.com has what does business casual attire mean? And it says for men, appropriate business casual attire is dress slacks or chinos, a shirt with or without a tie, dark socks and dress shoes. Avoid wearing polo shirts to an interview, even if they're acceptable for the job in question. Do not wear jeans or shorts.
Ding,
ding,
ding.
What is that again?
Do not wear jeans.
No, what website?
Website?
Oh, thebalance.com.
It's very famous.
I put in a business casual in Google, and it's the first website.
Okay. So there you go.
So we're going to go with AJ's right on this, right?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
So I almost everybody dressed up, though. Joel, I didn't even recognize Joel. Joel actually looked sharp.
Well, Joel, I didn't see him. I saw him carrying dress clothes.
Yeah, well, you'll see him whenever the second one starts. We have one.
Oh,
tonight.
Is he hanging around?
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Okay.
He's got to be out there and, you know, shake hands and kiss babies.
Oh, babies were invited?
No babies here.
Or babes. I get confused.
He's not
I'm
kissing
old.
Babes. He's married.
No. What about black jeans?
Although I did hear a rumor. Just kidding.
You're trying to get something started.
What about
here?
Black jeans?
Yeah.
Are black jeans jeans?
To me, they are, yeah.
They're jeans.
Okay.
No, that's a no.
Count.
Is it made of denim? No. Denim is not business wear.
I have to say, Jong looked probably the sharpest.
Jong did look slick. He's wearing a little suit.
Yeah. With that jacket.
Yeah. It's strong.
Yeah.
Jong's more fashionable than us, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, I just look like a...
I was going to wear a sport coat, but I forgot it.
Oh, well, I...
Like, that's a true story.
I believe
you know what else is true? Like, this was a bad day for me with forgetting things.
Yeah.
So before my jiu-jitsu class, I had a personal training session at 9:30 this morning. And because today was business casual day, I had shoe options that consisted of the boots that I'm wearing now and flip-flops to do a personal training session in. So I did my workout barefoot.
Pretty gross, but okay.
But I mean, what would you have done?
Same thing, but yeah.
Hey, that was, I mean, that's the only way it could work. Or would you have just said, listen, I went to the gym at 9:30 in the morning. I woke up before 9 to get there. I never wake up before 9. I did today. Of course I had to do the workout.
I've been at, I had a 10 a.m. meeting here, so I've been here all day too. So
awful.
And then, yeah, and then did a little networking with the people who were here.
How'd that go?
Yeah, it went okay.
Did you make any new friends?
No, not really. I mean, I already knew everybody for the most part. So, what are the odds RJ Bell mentions Colin Cowherd or Stephen A. Smith's name on Friday? 86%.
Yeah. He's a name dropper.
He does. He does. And what are the odds he'll say Fezzik's the only two-time winner if he brings up Fezzik?
And he will say, arguably, for my money, the best NFL bettor in the world.
What are the odds Donald Cerrone fights for a title in 2018 from Steven?
About 0%.
Okay. Car hydro.
It's fun to watch, but he's not a champion.
Car hydroplane hit the median and now waiting on the tow truck. At least you guys keep me company.
Your car did?
No, Texter's car did.
Mm. That's what I meant. Your car. I was like, oh, I thought he meant like a car did.
No, his car did. That sucks.
That does suck, man. Mm. Womp, womp.
So I still think the Dumb and Dumber tuxedos would have been the most appropriate attire.
That would have been good.
Yeah, I don't have one, though.
So. I don't either, but we should probably get those.
And I did not go with the fedora or anything. I just
Why not? Why no hat today?
Because I just got my hair cut, and it kind of looks okay. So I just decided.
You mean you just got your hair cut and colored?
I got my hair cut.
And colored.
I don't know what you speak there, sir.
Okay. I'm going to go with that was a cut and color, which do you go? You don't go to a barber shop. You go to like a salon.
No, I go to a barber shop.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I used to go to a salon, but no, I don't.
And when she made your hair black, you left her.
Yeah. I left her much like I've left every woman in my life.
So now a man cuts your hair?
No.
Mm.
See, the place I go, the only people I let cut my hair are the gay guy and there's a really hot girl. And those are the only two that do my
Interesting.
Hair. Yeah.
When I had hair, I would only let black guys or Mexican guys cut my hair.
Interesting.
White guys can't cut hair to save their lives. They can't.
Mm.
And a woman cutting my hair, no way was that going to happen. I was very particular. But luckily, any real barbershop has either a black guy or a Mexican guy.
Mm.
At least one. Not always both, because that doesn't always blend well. Lamont told me yesterday that that Italians and blacks hate each other. So when Granato came on and said that he's more of a friend of the black man than I am because he's Italian.
Yeah.
Lamont said that's nonsense because blacks and Italians hate each other.
Do they?
Yeah. I didn't know that. But that's apparently a thing now.
Interesting.
Yeah. I like to learn about race relations.
Somebody says
2018.
Yeah, well, you know, it's important to know. Were you wearing a turtleneck under your sports coat? Yes, I am.
Yes,
I've got the black. I'm rocking the black turtleneck, the sports coat, black pants. I'm all black.
But now, Jong, here's what the thing say. Is a turtleneck considered business casual?
I don't know. It didn't say anything about that. It's a nice shirt.
You don't have a button up.
Yeah, but I look better than I would if I had a button up.
I mean, you do look good.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know if you're officially business casual.
I'm close enough because I always rock the turtleneck. I feel like collared shirt is what it should be.
I think as long as you're dressed better than the worst dressed person here, then you're okay.
Well, I got Patrick Creighton beat. I got Lance beat. I got almost everybody beat.
Thank you, Lance, for showing up to work today.
Yeah.
You saved us all. You really did.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably walking around. I work for the NFL. I don't have to.
Yeah, Lance saved Juggalo Trey.
How so?
Because Juggalo Trey's dressed better than Lance today.
That's true. Yeah, he would have been the bottom feeder.
You know what's good about Juggalo Trey's look today? I mean, Juggalo Trey's look is he's no different than Patrick Creighton. They basically wore the same thing.
And they're both basically equally as loud as each other.
Yeah.
So there's that.
But Juggalo Trey put his hair in a is that, John, you know this. Is that a man bun or a top knot?
That was a top knot, I think. Not right. Holly's in there. She can answer that.
How would you describe that hair? You don't know what it's called? A messy bun? A messy man bun. Okay.
Interesting.
He looks pretty good with it. Like, it's actually like... Mm-hmm. Does he look better or worse than when his hair was just all over the place?
I kind of think the same.
You think so?
Yeah.
No, I think he looked clean. It modernized his whole look, I thought. What did you think, John?
Well, he looked good. And if he can, like, maybe groom his beard a little bit.
Yeah.
You can make him look...
If you did a makeover on Juggalo Trey, I think he'd be all right.
Yeah, and maybe run a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think Juggalo Trey wants to exercise. He said that he's tired of being called... Like, I guess on Twitter, people see a picture of him and they say, oh, it looks like Ed Sheeran really let himself go. And I said, dude, if you would get out and run... You could say, like, somebody, all they could say is, like, oh, that dude looks like Ed Sheeran. You could say, yeah, well, Ed Sheeran gets mad bitches and has a bunch of dough, so suck on that. But now he's, like, chubby Ed Sheeran. But I don't think Juggalo Trey wants to run. Which, remember, we tried to get him to do a run here, and he was against that. What's hmm mean? You don't remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
You just don't want to talk about it?
No, it's just I know you have a read here. So
the read can wait, Fred. We're talking about Juggalo Trey's exercise routine.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, here's the deal. What they've got going on, I didn't believe in this either. All right. I said, Bill Advisor, that's made up. It's nonsense. And then Lance looked at me from across the room and said, no, man, I saved $2,000 with Bill Advisor, $2,000 over the course of a year on Bill Advisor. And you can do that too. I don't know if you can do that, but you can save money for sure. They've got a $150 challenge going right now. Every customer who signs up for their platinum package is guaranteed $150. If the customer doesn't save $150, Bill Advisor is going to return every penny that you paid them, and they're going to give you a $50 Amazon gift card. How easy is that? It's simple. They're bringing back the challenge that's guaranteed $150 in savings, $150 lock. And if you don't save it, they're going to give you your money back and a $50 gift card. You're overpaying for monthly recurring bills like TV, internet, cell phone, home, auto insurance, energy. You signed up with those great rates, and now they're gone. They've gone away, and now new guys are getting better rates than you, and that shouldn't be the deal. Average listener saving over $830 per year. Guess what I got when I did Bill Advisor? Free HBO. So now all y'all who make fun of me for free HBO or for HBO money, I don't have HBO money anymore. I get free HBO thanks to Bill Advisor. Text bills to 313131. Visit BillAdvisor.com and start saving now. It's BillAdvisor.com.
That.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Join us at the new Houston Galleria Hyatt Regency tomorrow. We'll be in the bar where The Blitz will broadcast live. Of course, we'll be celebrating National Margarita.
We'll be in the bar, huh?
National Margarita Day.
Nice.
With wing and margarita specials. And our special guest, Mario Ellie, will be hanging out with us from 5 until 6:30. First I've heard of that. So, okay. It's National Margarita Day, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, he'll be there signing autographs. So if people want to come out and get an autograph with Mario, he'll be there from 5:30 to... Well, no, wait.
5 until 6:30.
Mario who?
Mario Ellie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Kiss of Death.
Yeah, I know him. I like him.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 17.
We've done some appearances together. We're boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, I'm getting married Saturday, and people say you always remember and laugh about the things that go wrong. So in the spirit of What Are the Odds Wednesday, what would you take over under 3.5 things that go wrong this Saturday? I'll take over because...
You're getting married. Went wrong.
Yeah, that's already one, right?
It's already starting that way.
And you're having a big wedding, so that's two. You're already at two. So you just need two more things to go wrong. And then the marriage will go wrong at some point. So that's three. So really only one thing.
I forgot to mention when we were doing the marriage retreat this weekend, one of the guys that was there was the COO of Killens.
Oh, really?
Graham. Graham, I didn't know that until the very end because he introduced himself. He said he was a chef, and at the very end, before he left, I said, hey, where do you actually work? And he said, oh, I manage all the, you know, Killens and everything. And I was like, oh, man, that's cool. And we... went to Killens Barbecue right after the retreat because we were after he mentioned that we kind of craved Killens.
Of course,
and their fried chicken is amazing.
It's so good.
Everything there is so good.
Yeah, they got it going on there. I'm telling you guys that Killens STQ. If you haven't tried it yet,
I haven't.
You got to go there.
So we were in line and we saw the menu and they have, I think they start selling Wagyu burnt ends.
Yep,
sold out.
They go fast.
Damn.
Yeah. What was that on Saturday?
Sunday. Yeah, and I think they extended their hours too, so they're open longer. And I guess they,
yeah, they're up. They're open for dinner now, which is nice.
Yeah, still a lot of people at 1 o'clock.
So he's making the mistake of getting married, though.
I wouldn't say that. He's getting married in Louisiana in a barn or something. Hmm. And he said they said they have a lot of people, and the caterer for his wedding was his cousin, and he backed out because. The pressure got to him, so he's now looking for new caterers. And then if I knew he was at, you know, he was cooking for Killens, I was like, won't you just have a bunch of Killens barbecue there? But I guess not.
Well, Fred's answered everything today is
hmm.
713-780 ESPN. Hey,
it makes me feel like you're not enjoying the show today.
No, I'm enjoying the show just fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you hating what we're talking about?
No. No, I was interested.
Usually,
in that.
When you go, that makes me think. Oh, Fred hates what we're talking about. Right
no,
no,
I think you're misreading the.
Okay,
it's more.
I think I am.
Yeah, it's not. It's not a disinterest thing. It's more of a. Okay, that's interesting.
I'll give you one more.
Okay,
and another person there at the retreat was a good, big listener to the show. His name was Oscar. He listened to the show and he kept like looking at me, I guess, and then I think Teresa. Said my name out loud, and he goes, oh, that's where I know you from. And he came up to me and introduced himself and said he loves the show.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, he's getting married too.
Well,
congratulations.
I'm not really for people getting married, to be honest with you. I think that's
yeah, probably it. You've been married more than anybody.
Right, and I am on record as saying when this one ends, I'm getting a sex robot, and that's it. I'm not doing it again. I've learned my lesson. It took me 3.5 times. To figure out that it's a bad idea.
Okay. But now you know?
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't know, now you know.
Right, right. It takes time to realize that it's stupid.
You know what else is stupid? You are not going out to the Carbach restaurant.
Yeah, absolutely.
When's the last time you were out there?
Been a couple months.
That's stupid.
Yeah, you're right.
That's by the way, Teresa mentioned we should do a rehearsal dinner at Carbach.
That's a good idea.
That's a really good idea.
That's a great idea.
How many people are going to be there?
Pretty good amount.
Well, like they've got an indoor space that can hold 185 people.
I think less than that.
Less than that.
I think less than that. Okay.
Then you're good, man. Listen, their food is out of this world. I'll go to that if that's where it is, John. I'll be there.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Okay, I'll go. if you haven't made it out to the restaurant, get out there. 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Their food is outstanding. Guess what they have on the menu, John? Guess what my favorite thing on the menu is?
The fried chicken?
Korean fried chicken.
Their Korean fried chicken is actually really good.
It's the truth. I'm telling you. It's so good. And everything on the menu pairs really well with your favorite Carbach brew. Come hang out in the beer garden after work. They open at 2:30. Monday through Friday, 11 on Saturday, noon on Sundays. Stop in, see what's going on, man. You're going to love it. They've got good beer. They've got good food. They've got good times. What else do you want? Located right outside the 29610 interchange near the intersection of Mangum and Tacoma. And this weekend, when you're out and about, pick up your favorite Carbach beer or tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece to Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like
you're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.